I'm back. Amen. Like I said a while ago, good to see everybody this morning. Amen. Well, we're still talking about you can call it the salvation package, benefits of being saved, what belongs to you whenever you receive salvation. However you want to title it, you can title it. Amen. I'm going to go over a couple things real fast. Actually, turn over to Psalms 103, please. Psalms 103, about verse 2. Psalms 103, verse 2, it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and what? "And forget not," what? Amen. "Who forgiveth," verse 3, "who forgiveth all," say all "thy iniquities," who what?
Healeth
all. All, look at your neighbor, poke them, say all. Thy what?
Diseases.
Amen. All thy diseases. Amen. All means all. But the first one there is forget not all his benefits. Amen. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior and accept him in your heart, amen, you qualify. You qualify for all the benefits.
Amen.
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 Amen. That, we should be really excited about that. A lot of times the reason people ain't excited about it because they don't know what the benefits are. They don't think there's any benefits to being saved because they've watched too many church people. I didn't mean to say that. It just came out. It did. Hallelujah. Thank God for helping us. Amen. And so they think they have to live broke and poor, not having anything, with sick all the time, you know, because that's just your cross to bear. I don't know who said that, but it was a man, not God, because right there it says, "Who healeth all, and all means all, thy diseases." And so diseases, that covers everything.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Diseases covers everything. Hallelujah. So we don't have to deal with sickness or disease. We don't. It's under our feet. If Jesus bore it on the cross, why would I think that I need to deal with it at all? Will Satan try to put sickness and disease on me? Absolutely. Because number one, he came to do what? Steal, kill, and what? Key word, destroy. What does sickness do? It does not only your life, but your finances, your joy, your happiness, your marriage. Amen. That's his whole purpose in life. Make you miserable. That's it. He doesn't want you to enjoy life. Amen. But he heals all thy diseases. Amen. And all means all, correct? And so we qualify for it.
Yeah.
Amen. We qualify for it. Amen. We qualify for the benefits and we qualify for all the healing.
Yes.
All he healed all of our diseases.
Yes.
Amen. So we just qualify. Look at your neighbor and say, "I qualify." Amen. Amen. If you're not saved, you can be, and then you can qualify for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me pray real fast. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we do thank you for another opportunity to get into the Word of God and to be able to feed our faith from the Word of God. I thank you, Father God, for the benefits that belong to us as children of God. And I thank you, Father, Holy Ghost, sir, we just ask you to unveil and reveal truths to us that we haven't seen before. And I thank you, Father God, we'll continue to walk in the light that's revealed to us. That way we qualify for more light. And that way, we don't just stumble around in darkness like everybody else does. But I thank you, Father God, our pathway is lit. Our pathway is lit in front of us. That way, we know exactly where we're going. We know exactly what's ahead of us, and we know exactly what to do next. And Father God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for everything you've done, for everything you're doing, and for everything you will do. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said... Amen. What I was talking about a while ago, you know, a lot of times people don't know the benefits of being saved. That, you know, I mean, that's why some people want to wait till they're old until they get saved on their deathbed, because they don't see any benefit of being saved. Whenever Christians all across the world that say, that's us. Amen. The rest of y'all can say it. It's all right. Amen. Should have been demonstrating what the kingdom of God looks like. But instead, a lot of people got tangled up in, well, you know, whenever you're sick, that's just your cross to bear. You know, you just got to deal with it. You know, God's trying to teach you something. And so people's just linked up with that and agreed with that. Amen. And then unbelievers on the outside looking in going, why in the world would I want to live like that? I'm living better right now. And then the well, you know, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man enter heaven. You know, and then that came out, and then everybody jumped on that bandwagon. Yeah. Not everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but some people did. Amen. And then unbelievers were like, well, why do I want to go with them? I'm living way better than they are. They can't even buy new clothes for their kids. Look at that.
Yeah, exactly.
But yet we should have been demonstrating what the kingdom of God looks like this entire time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We've got wrapped up in man's theology instead of the word of God. Not us. Look at your neighbor and say, not us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So y'all remember the first one we talked about was we've been redeemed. Amen. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, right? You want to know what the curse of the law is? Look up Deuteronomy 28. It'll tell you the curse and the blessing. Hallelujah. I'd pay attention to the blessing. Amen. I'd pay attention to the curse as well. That way you know what you're redeemed from.
Amen.
That way whenever somebody tries to say, well, you know, sickness, that God's trying to teach you or something, you can just take them right back to the Old Testament. Well, it's the Old Testament. I understand that. But do we have a better covenant than they did?
Yes.
And so then that covenant of the Old Testament, talking about that all of the curses won't come upon you. We have a better covenant than that. Then we can bring it right over into the New Testament and say, thank God I don't have to deal with sickness and disease. It might try to pop its head up, but it doesn't belong to me. That's a curse of the law, and I'm not under the curse. Y'all remember that song from Lily B. Oman? It said, I'm not under the curse. I'm not under the curse since Jesus has set me free. For sickness I've health, for poverty wealth, since Christ has ransomed me.
Amen.
Ransomed me. Amen. And that's exactly what he did on the cross.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love that song. I really do. Man, we need to keep moving because we ain't got to the point yet. And then, amen. We've been redeemed, obviously, amen, from the curse. And then we talked about the whenever you're saved, that's when you get faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You all understand there's two types of faith.
Amen.
There's natural human faith.
Yeah.
Amen. And then there's the God kind of faith. Before you're saved, you don't have the God kind of faith. Because over in Romans where it talks about that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith, who is he talking to? Sinners or believers? See, you need to look at who they're talking to when you're reading the Word of God as well. He's not talking to sinners. Paul is not having a discussion with a bunch of sinners. He's having a discussion with a bunch of believers. And he's telling them, look, God's dealt to every man or woman the measure of faith. Amen. We're getting sidetracked again. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. The Word of God has changed my life. Amen. And I'm excited about it. Amen. We can turn over to John 3:7, please. We'll read that in the King James. Amen. Yeah, we'll go. Amen. Marvel not. Oh, and I put, this is point number two. I put born into the family. And then I got like A, B, C, and D underneath it. A is we are born again. B is sons of God. C is we are new creations. And D is we are a peculiar people. Amen. Amen. So we'll see how far we get this morning. Amen. So John 3:7, King James here, says, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be what?
Born again.
Born again. Amen. The wind bloweth, that's fine. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it come. Thank God for King James. Hallelujah. And whether it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. But go back to verse 7, please. He says, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be what? Born again. Amen. So we must be born again to qualify for the benefits package. Amen. It's interesting. Whenever we're looking at a new job or anything like that, the first thing that we look at are the benefits. Why don't we do that whenever we get saved? That should be the first thing we're looking at. What belongs to me as a child of God? Amen. Amen. Because we're supposed to be the example of the kingdom of God. We're supposed to show God through our lives. Amen. So what kind of example am I showing? That's the question we need to be asking ourselves daily. What kind of example am I showing? Do I look like everybody else, or am I a peculiar person, or am I different? Amen. Chelsea, if you laugh like that again, I know you was thinking, yeah, you're weird, because she tells me that all the time. She gets this look sometimes and just goes, you know, I really wonder what goes through your mind sometimes. I'm like, yeah, that's a good question. Me too, you know. 1 Peter 1:23, please. Amen. Being born again, not of what? Hallelujah. Not of corruptible. Thank God we got that out. Corruptible seed. Not of corruptible seed. Amen. But of what? Hallelujah. By the what? Which liveth and abideth what? Forever. Forever. Everything's going to pass away, but what's not? The word. It's going to be with us. So we might as well take advantage of learning it now. Because if we don't know it now, don't you think that we'll have to learn it when we get to heaven? See, it'll save you a little bit of time. Amen. So we are born again, right? Amen. Be son of God. You can turn over to John 1:12. Let's pull that up in the easy read, please. Do we have easy read? Yes? Okay. Awesome. Thank you, ma'am. What? Do what? Oh, John 1:12. Sorry. I apologize. John 1:12 says, but some people did accept him. Amen. They believed in him, and he gave them the right. Amen. See, some people did accept him. Amen. They believed in him, and he gave them what? The right. The right. Hallelujah. To what? Hallelujah. We accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We have the right to be the children of God. And once you're a child of God, you got a right to what belongs to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Will you pull that up in the Amplified Classic, please? But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave what?
The authority,
power, privilege. Privilege, because it is a privilege. Right, to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on what?
His
name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 6:18. You can pull that one up in the Passion. Amen. Hallelujah. 6:18. Yes, ma'am. I will be a what? Key word. I will be a true father to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You look, some fathers in the natural have messed up being a father. Amen. Amen. And some of us just don't, just didn't do it that well, but that's, it's all right. Amen.
Amen.
It's not any parent's fault.
Nope. Amen.
Amen. We'll move on. I will be a true father to you. A true father. Look at your neighbor and say, he'll be a true father to you. And you will be my beloved sons and daughters, says the Lord Yahweh Almighty. If you got the Passion, there's a letter right beside the word, I believe it's, I will be a true father to you. There's a letter V by you right there. And if you hit it, it says, God himself will assume the role of caring for us and meeting our needs. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again. God himself will assume the role of being a true father. Because what does a true father want to do? Seriously, he wants to take care of his kids and give them everything.
Yes.
Amen. He does. I'm not saying we don't discipline the girls that we didn't. But, I mean, I try my best. Normally, I have to give it to her because I just kind of crumble. Why are y'all crying? We ain't even whipped you, you know. But get them, Chelsea. Hurry. Oh, man. I used to get in trouble over that because I'd be like, all right, one more time, y'all are in trouble. And then I'd be like, all right, look, one more time. Ricky, you said that already. No more one more times. Yeah. Look, I'm trying. Amen. But a true father wants to give their kids everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Wants them to enjoy life to the max.
Yes.
Wants to buy them whatever they want.
Yes.
Wants to give them the best life that they can have.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And God will assume that role.
Yes.
Amen. Well, my dad didn't give anything. That's fine. Get born again and God will assume that role for you. God will assume that role.
Yes.
Well, I never got any inheritance from my parents. Look, you're looking at it wrong.
Yeah.
Once you're saved, God will assume the role.
Amen.
As a true father to each and every one of us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And what does a true father do whenever you're hurt? Tells you to suck it up, go rub dirt in it? I mean, I think I've said that a couple times, you know. It'd be out, ain't no blood, you know, things like that. If there is blood, wipe it off, you'll be fine. But a true father, you stump your toe over there just real fast. You okay? Are you sure you're all right? Come sit down with me. Just relax with me. Zoe will be walking around sometimes, and sometimes I'll just tell her, hey, come here. And then I'll just have her jump in the couch with me just to hang out with her.
Yeah.
A true father just wants to love on his kids. So for him, for people to say that he put sickness on me to teach me, what kind of father is that? What kind of true father is that that wants me to go through life with nothing, being broke so I can get to heaven? But I get to heaven, there's money. Well, if money is bad down here, but yet there's golden streets in heaven, how is money not wrong up there then? I understand God does not have dollar bills. We've made that. But there is gold. There's all kind of rubies. Hallelujah. And so if that kind of stuff is wrong to have here, why do we think it's okay to have it in heaven? Why would it be wrong in one place but not wrong in another? We just, a lot of times we just accept things and don't really think about it. You know, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't line up with the Word of God. It doesn't. Amen. But God, what will He do? God Himself will assume the role of caring for us and meeting our needs. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God will assume that role for us, right? Because He's a good, good father. Like that song says, God is a good, good father. He wants to take care of His kids. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a kid.
I'm a kid.
Amen. And if we are born again, accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are. And we're part of the kingdom of God. Yes. Amen. And so once that happens, what belongs to me? What belongs to me, you know? And so then figure it out and go after it. Hallelujah. God's not just going around saying, well, you can have this, you can have that. No, it's the ones that are hungry that are going after it. He's saying, everything I have is yours. If you're hungry enough, get it. But the problem is we've been taught about, you know, finances and things like that. And so we got real hungry in the natural and we'll work 6 or 7 jobs. Whenever the Word of God will produce it a lot easier. Hallelujah. God Himself. I'm going to read that again. Will you pull that up, please? I will be a true father to you. Amen. That really says everything about it. It does. I will be a true father to you. I mean, look back at if... If your dad wasn't nice, think of some person where you thought, well, I wish they were my dad or whatever, or you've seen a dad, and think of just how they treated their kids. But yet God is 1,000 times better than that person. 1,000 times. He wants to make sure everything's going fine. He wants to check up on you, but you know, we get so busy, we don't want to have conversations with Him. He wants to know how your day's going.
Amen.
What do you need?
Amen.
What are you expecting? He just wants to hang out with us. You know, for a God to create somebody that He just wants to kill and laugh at as they go through life broke, it's just crazy to me. You know, but He created us to fellowship with, to hang out with. Hallelujah. Amen. That's our God. He said, I will be a true father to you. He'll assume that role of a true father to each and every one of us. He'll assume it if we let Him. He'll assume it if we let Him. Amen. And so that's why it's so important. You get hurt or something, just go to God. God, my foot doesn't feel right. Pain, I command you to leave my body in the name of Jesus. And so He just backs you. See, Satan tries to say, no, that's not legal. He says, shut up. Yeah, it is. He's a true father. He's there backing us whenever we're believing God for things or backing things. And Satan, the bully, tries to come up and says, they don't qualify. They can't have that. Our dad's right there saying, shut up. It belongs to them. They got it the right way. They're doing what the Word of God says. It belongs to them. They're my kids. I'm assuming the role of their father. And so I'm backing everything that they're saying. He's assuming that role for us. Hallelujah. Because, like growing up, you know, I know for a fact, I do know this, if anybody messed with us kids, Dad was ready to tune them up.
Yep.
I remember y'all heard him talk about this, but one time there was these guys that lived next door to us in Silsby. They came over and Dad wasn't home, just Mom was, and they knocked on the door and I guess they either yelled at her or cussed her out and was mad about stuff going over the fence or something like that, like a ball from us kids or something like that. And so whenever Dad got home, Mom told Dad. And so Dad assumed that role real quick. And so he went over to the next door neighbor's house and knocked on the door and said, and then he walked out to the street. He said, look, I know I can't do it on your property, so meet me out here in the street. They wouldn't do it. You know, you're bad to a woman. Look, we're sidetracked. Amen. But assuming that role, that's what dads do. Dads don't just sit by when their kids get beat up or beat down or just feeling whooped. But he also needs us to voice. Amen. Because he does need our faith to be able to act on it. See, just like a natural dad, if I got bullied at school or I got, you know, whatever at school and I went home and never told my dad about it, could he do anything about it? I understand God knows what's going on with us. I understand that. But he still needs us to release our faith. Amen. And so allow our dad to do his job. Amen. Let's go over to 1 John, please. 3:2 in the Passion again. I'd make a mental note of that scripture and I'd visit that daily. Amen. Because God himself will assume that role for us. Amen. Of caring for us and meeting our needs. Hallelujah. That's our God. That's our dad. Well, I don't know what that looks like. Look, a lot of people don't. But allow him to work. But allow him to be that. Amen. Beloved, we are God's what?
Children.
Right now. Right now. Amen. However, it is not yet apparent what we will become. But we do know that when it is finally made visible, we will be just like him, for we will see him as he truly is. Amen. But the main part I wanted you to see was, beloved, we are God's children right now. You receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You are God's children right then. As soon as you said the words, you became a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll go over this one. We are new creations. Amen. Turn over to 2 Corinthians 5:17, please. Go back over to 2 Corinthians 6:18, please. Amen. Amen. I will be a true father to you. Amen. Amen. My younger sister, Megan, went off to college. I believe I was in the military by then. But she went off to college and she got over there and I don't think she was there that long. Do you remember? Like just a few months, not even a year. But she called Dad and was like, Dad, I can't do it. It's just, I just can't do it. I want to come home. And so he just told her, well, just wait a year and then I'll come get you. No. He hooked onto the trailer right then and left to go get his daughter. Amen. Why? Because she called him and needed some help. Yes. Yeah. And so he stopped everything he was doing to go get her. Yes. Loaded her up and brought her right back to the house.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And that's the kind of father we serve, because, you know, even though we, if, you know, we live, even if we mess up, God's still sitting there going, all right, you can come back anytime you want.
Yep.
I'm still here and I'm still your dad.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. I even had to call him one day when I was in the military. I had a Jeep and it ended up blowing the, actually split the block. It overheated. I was heading back to Fort Campbell and it overheated, and then I was actually changing duty stations, going up to Colorado Springs, and I had a U-Haul, and I had another vehicle then, and so I called him. I was like, Dad, would you mind grabbing my Jeep and bringing it back to the house? He's like, absolutely. He drove 10 hours just to pick up my Jeep, loaded it, didn't stay the night, loaded it, and left. Because he had some prior arrangements. He had, you know, he's preaching wide open, so he had to go so he could preach. But yet took that time out just to come up there and grab that real fast. I mean, there's so many different stories that I could tell you. What does a true father look like to you? And if it's not good, start changing it. Amen. Don't look at it in a negative way. Amen. Because God doesn't act like our natural fathers.
Amen.
He's better.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And allow him to be your father. Allow him to assume that, to comfort you, to care for you, to protect you, to help you, to get you whatever you need, not just need, whatever you want. Allow him to be that for you. Amen. He is our true father. Amen. Hallelujah. Where'd we go a second ago? 2 Corinthians 5:17. We'll start off in the King James. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. King James, yep. And then we'll do the living. Do you have the CEV? You do? Okay. We'll do the living next, then the CEV. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he is a what?
New creature.
Old things are what? Behold, all things of what? Amen. Will you pull that up in the living, please? When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. Amen. Amen. He is not the same anymore. A new life has begun.
Amen.
Amen. The CEV, please. Anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is what? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that really makes me excited because I was ignorant.
Amen.
Amen. The past is forgotten. And what's new?
Everything.
Hallelujah. Will you pull that up in the Amplified Classic, please? Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation. Amen. A new creature all together. Amen. So we're new creation. We're new creatures. Amen. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has what? Behold the fresh and new. Behold the fresh and new has come. Amen. Therefore, if any man or woman is a person is engrafted in Christ. Amen. He is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away, and behold, the fresh and the new has come. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to Galatians 6:15, please. We'll do that one out of the Good News translation first. Galatians 6:15. We'll try it out with Good News first. Thank you. It does not matter at all whether or not one is what?
Circumcised.
What does matter is being a new what? Amen. Amen. Will you pull that up in the easy read? It doesn't matter if anyone is circumcised or not. The only thing that matters is this new life we have from God. Amen. This new life we have from God. Amen. And then, obviously, where it talked about 2 Corinthians 5:17, you can pull up Ephesians 2, about verse 10. We'll start off with the good news. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. We are a new creature. Amen. Yes. Because old things are passed away. Amen. They're done away with. They're gone. Amen. God doesn't remember them.
Right. Amen.
So we shouldn't.
Yeah. Right.
And not allow Satan to continually bring them up. Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God has made us what we are. And in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of what?
Good deeds.
Which he has already prepared for us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ has created us for a life of good deeds. Amen. Pull that up in the Amplified, please. Actually, stay there. Let's go. I'm going to go down through 16. You Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcised by the Jews who call themselves the circumcised. Did I say uncircumcised first? Maybe I didn't. Sorry. Circumcised, which refers to what men do to their bodies. Remember what you were in the past. At that time, you are apart from Christ. You are foreigners and did not belong to God's chosen people. You had no part in the what?
Covenants.
Amen. Who is he talking about? People that aren't born again, right?
Yep. Amen. Yep.
Yes. Amen. I agree. Which were based on God's promises, amen, to his people. Yep. And you lived in this world without hope and without God. But now, in union with Christ Jesus, you who used to be far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. For Christ himself has brought us peace by making Jews and Gentiles what?
One
people. With his own body, he broke down the wall that separated them and kept them enemies. He abolished the Jewish law with its commandments and rules in order to create out of the two races. Out of what?
Two races.
Mm-hmm. That's how many races there are on earth.
Yeah. Amen. Safe. Amen.
Bible qualifies what race looks like.
Yep.
Right here. Believer, unbeliever.
Yep.
in order to create out of the two races one new people in union with himself, in this way making what?
Peace.
By his death on the cross, Christ destroyed their enmity. Yes, you know what it says. By means of the cross, he united both races into one body and brought them what?
Back to God.
Amen. Pull up verse 10 in the Amplified, please, Classic. Amen. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus. Born what?
Anew.
Anew. There was this one minister, whenever he received Jesus as his Lord and Savior, that's kind of how he, what's the word? When you tell somebody about what God did for you. Testimony, thank you. That was his test, and they'd be like, hey, you want to go over here? He's like, no, I'm a new creature. I'm not the same. Yeah, you are. We used to hang out all the time. He says, no, I'm not the same. I'm a new man. Yeah, man. No, you're not. You're the same person. No, you don't understand. I received Christ as my Lord and Savior. Yeah. I'm a new man. I'm not who I used to be.
Yes.
And see, that's how you know when people are saved. They don't live how they used to live. Now, and I liked how it talked about you're new on the inside. Because sometimes, you know, when people get born again, they might be drinking, doing drugs, or whatever it is.
Right.
But it might not happen overnight for them.
Yeah.
Some it does.
Yeah.
Amen. But if it doesn't, okay, just continually walk with God and don't allow that to hinder you.
Yep.
Amen. And it'll fall by the wayside. Just continue to feed on the Word of God.
Yes.
It'll fall off.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Recreated in Christ, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in what?
In them.
And it's interesting, God has laid out paths for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know, it's everyone's choice to walk that path or not.
Yes.
Even though the path's there, I can choose to go that way if I want to.
Yes, sir.
Because the path of salvation is for everybody.
Yes.
Has everybody been saved? It's your choice. It's everybody's got a free will, and thank God for that. Amen. He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, living the good life. Living the what life?
Good life.
Hallelujah. Which he prearranged and made ready.
Amen.
Made ready.
Yeah. Amen.
I like to say set on goal.
Yep.
Made ready. It's set on go. It's waiting for you.
Yes.
Made ready for us to live. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God we all have that. Amen.
Yes,
I believe I'm going to stop there on we're new creations. Amen. We'll get after it next time. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Dropped it. Amen. Yes, you can say something this time.
Hallelujah. I really feel like I got some direction from the Holy Spirit. We're just going to take a couple minutes here. If I could have Aspen, and maybe Reed, if you guys want to come on the instruments right up here, just kind of quickly. But as he was talking about the true Father, I really felt that the Lord wanted to have us forgive our natural fathers and allow God to take the place in our lives, assume that position that Pastor Ricky was talking about in our lives. Now, I do have to say, my dad was almost perfect. So I'll tell him to watch this service. But was he perfect? No, he wasn't perfect. No one's perfect. Guess who is perfect? Father God is perfect. He will never let us down. But I do believe that we have to put God in that position of Father of our lives to be able to allow him to work on our life that way. So glory to God. I know they're still turning on and everything, but Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this word that was given. Lord, right now in this place, we know that our natural fathers have not been perfect. And I know that there's some in this room that feel like maybe they had a rough upbringing. Maybe their dad wasn't there for them. Father God, whatever that is in our life, maybe we did have a good natural father that did their best. But Lord, there is still something that we need to do this morning. So Father God, us here this morning, we want to forgive our natural fathers. Let's say that together. Say, I forgive my dad. So whatever they have done, whatever imperfections they had, we purpose in our heart right now to forgive them. And Lord, also right now this morning, we want to have you, Father God, take the place of Father, the true Father, the good Father in our life. Before we do that, there has to be one qualifying factor, like Pastor Ricky said. You have to accept Jesus into your life. If you have never done that before, today is the day. This morning is the time. If that is you, please raise your hand. We want to introduce you to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just say this together as a congregation. Father God, I accept your Son, Jesus, into my life. I believe that he died, that he rose again, that he's seated on the right hand of you in heaven. And I make him Lord of my life right now. Jesus' mighty name. That's the qualifier. Right now in this room, you are now qualified. Hallelujah. So Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we stand. We stand before you, your throne room boldly. Hallelujah. Father God, we place you as Father in our life. Let's say that together. Say, Father, I place you as Father in my life. Assume the position, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, over my life. Glory to God, hallelujah. You are the true Father. You are the good Father. Ready to supply my need, ready to run after me when I'm hurt. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. Thank you, Father God, for the word that was given this morning. Thank you, Lord, that as we walk out of these doors this morning, that we enter into the mission field with the people that we work with. Father God, have us, Holy Spirit, rise up on the inside of us. Show us what to say and how we can let them know the goodness of God in our life. The people that we run into at the store, the family that we have around, Lord, that we can show them that you are the true Father, the good Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.